How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to the CubeCast. In this episode, we will be talking about the July 2022 gaming news.
Sorry, I looked away from the camera multiple times in that intro, but it's whatever.
Oh. Never mind.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's a weird start.
Very weird.
Weird start because it was a weird month.
Yeah. We have a lot to talk about today, though.
I actually had no idea there was this much news
for this
month. Like, the only thing I can think of is multiverses.
Well, I usually get all my information for the gaming news stuff from Game Informer.
Oh.
So, if you are ever interested in having any gaming news, Game Informer is great.
It's a good source.
They have a lot of good gaming news stuff.
Do you remember when they had actual magazines?
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah. I don't think we never got the subscription, did we?
No, but we'd always get like the free ones every once in a while. Mm. And I would always like read them and stuff. Huh. They're pretty interesting. Even though I didn't play pretty much any of the games in there, I was like, this is so cool.
That was a different time.
I feel like I would still enjoy getting a gaming magazine, even now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to think about that. That was just so accepted that a magazine, you know?
I remember reading about Deus Ex. Deus Ex.
Yeah.
In it, and I was like, oh, this looks so cool. And then I finally played it, like, was it last year?
Which one?
It was very Mankind Divided.
Is that the new one?
I think it was the newest one. Mm. And it was okay. It wasn't too good.
Wasn't there a new one or something like last year? Oh, is that the one that we're talking about?
Mankind Divided, it didn't release last year. It released in like 2018, I think. But it was okay. It wasn't the best.
There's one mobile one we played years ago.
Which was fun.
That was fun.
It was actually really fun.
Especially for a mobile game.
Mobile games have changed since then.
Hmm.
Yeah, it used to be that they would create full-fledged single-player games based on console counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like the microtransactions all over the place.
It's so
have
annoying.
You seen the? It's funny because like what was that one Call of Duty knockoff that was like so good?
Modern Combat 4.
Yeah, those were so good.
Modern Combat 4 in particular. Well, yeah.
But yeah, it's funny that you say that because now if you go on the mobile app store or whatever. Literally all of it is just like those, what do you call, like the bubble games where you shoot the bubble at like correlated color.
Or Candy Crush.
Candy
Crush.
Clones
or stuff like that.
There's one game that Elena plays. It's like.
Wait, is it Bubble Witch Saga?
Yeah. It's like the third game in the series and it has a story. It's a bubble game though. Cause like you'll meet characters along the way. It's just so weird.
Half the games are like games that you can use a template to just easily make them.
Oh, yeah.
That is true, yeah. But people still download them and play them.
They still play them.
So it's like...
It's weird. It's a time passer, I guess.
I don't know.
The only mobile game that I could think of that I actually play like maybe once every couple weeks is Geometry Dash. Mm-hmm. I'll just casually put it on.
You know what? Like, there's two of them, but... one of the best series ever on mobile is Monument Valley.
That was really good.
I don't know that.
It's a puzzle game. And there's Monument Valley 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
They cost money.
Hmm.
And they just recently put them on Steam, I'm pretty sure. But it's like, it's a very trippy puzzle game. But it feels like older, like, when they actually cared about the games type of thing. So if you ever want a game to play on your phone, get Monument Valley. Try the first one, and if you like that one, get the second one. But it's really fun.
Hmm.
Speaking of mobile games, did you guys hear about Diablo Immortal?
What?
They made $49 million in the first month.
Is that a what?
Yeah.
$49 million.
That's
close to like a PC Battle Royale game.
Yeah.
They're making more than $1 million a day.
Because there's what do the people call them, whales?
I don't know.
Whales?
They call them the people who spend like tens of thousands of dollars on mobile games are called whales.
I never heard that.
So like, it's kind of weird. It's like there's the whales and then there's the fish and then there's like the little shrimp, small things.
Huh.
But the whales are like the big people that spend a ton of money on the game.
That's a crypto term too.
Is it?
The whales are the people that have like these wallets that have millions of dollars, and if they sell, then the coin's gonna crash. That's funny.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
It's just crazy that people think you have to spend money to have fun in games now.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I think I might have spent money on a mobile game when I was like 12 or something, and I think that might have been the that zombie game that we played.
What, you bought stuff in Call of Mini?
I think I bought a skin or something. But I think it was like $1.99.
On your Amazon Kindle?
Yeah, either that or with my... Well, no. Did I play that on my Kindle?
Yeah, I thought so. I'm pretty sure you must have gotten some sort of Amazon or credit
yeah.
And then purchased it through that.
Well, the other thing is, if I don't do this, but I know a lot of people do it. I think you guys do it too, is the Play Store survey thing.
Oh.
Where you get free money.
I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
If they send me one, I'll do it, because it takes like literally 5 seconds to fill out the survey and they give you like 50 cents for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of microtransaction stuff through that just because it's free, basically. Mm-hmm. Because it's only Google Play credit. You can't do anything else with it.
Mm-hmm. But some of the paid mobile games aren't bad, though.
Yeah.
Like, I had considered doing a list on, like, paid ones. Because the mobile free games, I mean, you're, like, jumping into a sea of just garbage. Pretty much. Most of the time.
Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, I don't play many mobile games now. Actually, I don't play any. But if there's a game you really like... I don't mind spending a couple dollars here and there on it.
That the like, Sudoku game we play, it's called Sudoku the Clean One.
Yeah.
I literally bought the ad-free version of it.
Yeah.
Because it was... I played a lot.
Yeah.
I love Sudoku.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the problem is these people will just spend like their entire paychecks on these addicting games. Yeah. And that's just... It's horrible.
Yeah.
Is Minecraft still cost money on mobile?
It does.
Like $5 bucks or something.
I thought it was like $8.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, but people still buy it.
I remember before I could buy it, I used to get the cracked APK like file.
And you had to get the new APK every single time.
Yeah.
Well, we would always do that because we didn't have money. So
could we play together on that?
Yeah.
Was that a thing?
Local play.
Didn't you had to have the same version, right?
Yeah.
Now you can just connect to Bedrock now, and it's stupid.
Hmm.
Man, I remember it when Pocket Edition first released, they had its own development team. It was only like 2 guys or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least 2 guys who would give the updates on Twitter. And I would always like monitor their Twitter and be like, when are they going to add like a cave or something like that? And
I remember when Minecraft Mobile, like, I'm pretty sure there were no caves. It was just a solid block all the way down.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And I would monitor for every update. Like, I remember when they released Infinite Worlds on mobile and stuff, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
That's kind of like the Minecraft that I remember.
Yeah.
A lot of, also somewhat of the console version, which I think, wasn't that just a glorified Pocket Edition? The console?
There was more to it.
Yeah. But like, I just remember us like playing Minecraft together.
Remember on the Kindles and on the PS3, that tutorial world that they had?
We never played it on PS3.
Yeah, we
did. We played it on PS4.
Wait, really? I played on PlayStation 4, I think.
Oh, I guess it was in either one, but there was a tutorial world with the giant Minecraft sign in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the portal hidden inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
See, like, the pinnacle of Minecraft was getting to fight the Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
But now there's so much.
I'm pretty sure that is the pinnacle still.
Still? Oh. Because I know there's like all these, I think they're adding like a whole new faction or something. I think I saw something. Is that true, Ben?
Faction?
They're adding the pillagers, I'm pretty sure.
That was added,
which have been
like
added a while back.
3 updates ago.
No, but I was watching something a couple weeks ago, and I think they're planning on adding like a new people or like a new section.
There is an entirely new section.
No,
you
but
could
they're
go
planning
past Y0 now.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Huh.
The last time I actually played Minecraft... we set up this realm and there were like 10 people that would connect and play all the time.
Brian had his own little...
Yeah, he had a little dupe station.
Little dupe thing.
And we went and found his items and then confiscated it.
Yep.
Despawned it.
You put a sign there.
You evicted or something like that.
You can't dupe.
I think
he still had a stash underneath his base.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure that was almost the last time I played it. That was the last time I played Survival. I just made my little cave house, so then I got annoyed with the game, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. And then I played the mini games. What's that one realm? Or, like, it's a server you connect to, and you play all those games.
Oh.
What is it called, Ben?
I have no idea. It's been a while.
Was it the one that Jaden and Nathaniel always go to?
No, that was on a different server.
It's not Hypixel.
Hypixel's better than the ones that we were playing.
Oh, yeah. I was playing with you, wasn't I, Ben? You and Elena? Yeah.
I don't remember what it was on, though.
Wait, what was that boat one? The lifeboat? We used to play on mobile. It was a lifeboat server.
Hunger Games?
Was it Hunger Games? I think
it was the Hunger Games one.
Yeah.
I had fun with that.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
Because they had these huge cities.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how they built that on mobile.
I mean, it wasn't that hard to build stuff on mobile.
It's not like you built it on mobile. They could run the servers through... Like, you could still download Worlds.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, like I said before, the only thing I remember from this month, or like news from this month, is the Multiversus beta, which we're going to do a dedicated podcast on next time.
Next time, yeah.
Because Jay hasn't played it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that for those of you that like Smash Bros. Or like that grew up on Smash Bros., this is going to be something that you'll like.
Mm-hmm.
I still will say that the combat in Smash Bros. Is unparalleled.
Oh,
it's just absolutely unparalleled. But this is like,
it's a
really
beta.
Fun. Yeah. But so, it's also super, it's like, there's something about the characters that make it really fun.
Well, there's the Nickelodeon one, but I mean, nobody really cares about Nickelodeon.
I know, but I literally bought that and then I played it for like 2 days and I was done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was weird. Just didn't work well.
Warner Brothers just has a lot more to pull out.
Oh, yeah. Cartoon Network, the DC series or DC people.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say.
Do they have Batman in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in there.
That's cool.
Iron Giant.
Yeah.
How big is he?
He's massive. He's like 2-3 times the size of a regular character.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Just a brief little thing. We'll talk more about it next time, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are people getting the GameCube controllers
to play that game? I have a GameCube controller. I just haven't tried it with the game yet.
Would that even work?
Yeah.
I think some of the newer ones are like USB. Mm-hmm. Right? The one you have
the
is
The one
USB.
I have USB, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I might get one. I don't know.
We have to try it with the game first and see if we like it.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain things that are missing. Like, there's no grabbing in the game. And there's not...
Well, I don't think there's going to be.
No, I don't think so
either. They're not planning on making it exactly like Smash Bros., which I'm fine with.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they... Because obviously, it's in beta, so...
Yeah. It's definitely more of a casual game than anything else.
But I got the spicy noodles.
Yeah.
Two times.
Right?
But have you tried it yet?
I haven't.
I don't want to wreck today. My poop.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. Eat a banana before and you should be fine.
That's such a weird thing. Does it like coat? It coats the way down or something?
It does something that stops it.
I think it actually interacts with the acid and kind of neutralizes it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Actually, I was going to say eat some bread before, but I don't think that works as well as bananas.
Bread works well.
What did we do? Oh, we had a banana before we did the spicy chicken. The wings.
Yeah.
That wasn't even that bad.
I didn't have any issues after, though.
The kitchenette was...
Oh, yeah. You just breathe it and you, like, start choking.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but... the thing is, with the 2x spicy noodles, I ate 2 packs of those. And then I went back to the regular ones, and they were tame.
Really?
It was weird. Like, it didn't seem hot at all.
I couldn't even do a... Well, I could. I did it once. A full pack of the spicy portion of the noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once, and that was a lot for me.
Hmm.
Maybe we should do it on the podcast.
What, two times?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, just make them, pre-make them, and then warm them up in the microwave.
Mm, yeah.
There'd be a lot of slurpage.
It would be mega slurpage.
We could do that for the next one. I think I ate two, and I gave one to JJ.
Yeah.
We could just buy another pack.
Well, the thing is, I have three.
Oh.
Because I ate two myself, and I have 5 of them.
Hmm.
So I ate two. So you have one, and then I have 2 more. So we can each have one.
Yeah.
We'll just cover the noodles in it.
We got to give a warning of, like, major ASMR slurp.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like a mukbang.
Yeah.
Or apparently mukbang. That's how you say it, like, in the
Does
culture.
Does anyone actually say that?
I say mukbang. I've heard it always.
Mukbang.
That's what everyone says.
Because... Who calls this a bong?
Yeah.
bong.
For audio listeners, we're holding up a bang drink. We don't actually have a bong.
No, we do not.
Speaking of audio listeners, we now have a video podcast on Spotify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you are on Spotify, you can actually see the video now.
It looks so good on just holding your phone. But you can also switch from either having a video or turning it off to, you know, for those of you who want to save, like, data, mobile data or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the video version, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got Ready or Not, didn't you?
Yeah, and Jaden got it, and Keenan got it. Hmm. So
it looks so good.
I don't know how to explain it, but like the people who did the animations for the guns, it is very smooth, like extremely smooth. Like some of the best animations for guns that I've seen in a game before.
Really?
Yeah. I'll let both of you try it later on today if you guys want.
I tried like 2 minutes of the shooting range, but it felt really nice.
The shooting range is nice,
yeah.
But going into a mission and like I was streaming the game and I was by myself because Keenan wasn't with me at the time. It was before he got on, and basically you go into a meth house, and it's dark, everything is creepy, and there's eerie sounds, and you hear like walking around the house. And I got jump scared like multiple times by meth addicts with knives just jumping out of corners and just stabbing me.
Yeah, I heard you yell.
I don't know. It's different.
Isn't it like ultra realistic, like no indicators type thing?
There's no HUD. There's, I mean, obviously there is a HUD for like you open up like you hold down R and you can pull out your magazine and have like a percentage of how much ammo you have left in it.
Yeah, I like that.
If you double tap R, you could do a quick reload, but it takes a little bit more time. Or not, it takes less time, but it leaves you vulnerable and stuff.
Yeah. Now, how would you describe the game, though? Is this like a Rainbow Six thing? Or is it...
Mission-based. So each... There's a map. I think there's like 7, 8 maps, and they're all unique. And there's 6 game modes for each map. So like you have Barricaded Suspect, which is very similar to Siege. You have Raid, which you just go in and just kill everybody if you can. There's like, what is it? Active Shooter? So like someone's shooting up the place.
Oh my.
And they're actively looking for civilians. So you have to take them out before they kill the civilians.
It's terrifying.
I'm pretty sure they got...
They got removed from the Steam store for a bit.
Yeah, but they got dropped from their publisher.
Team 17, because they wanted to make a school shooter level.
Did they do it?
They didn't do it. But they got dropped by them anyways.
So then what happened?
They're publishing themselves now.
Why would they want to make that, though?
That's a little
too
weird.
Close to home.
Yeah. It kind of is, yeah. But there's a club mission, which people thought that this was the reason that it got taken off of Steam. But apparently there was a gay bar shooting that they had the same exact name of the map of that gay bar.
Oh, what?
And are you serious?
But apparently it was false.
Oh.
And it was only because of some copyright issues or something.
That is so... I don't know. They're kind of pushing the envelope
they
there.
They really are. But the game is fun.
You know, I was going to ask, how is the community for this game? Because I know... For any hardcore military style stuff, the developers and the community are like also they think they're really hardcore and they're really kind of rude and like toxic.
Yeah.
I haven't played online, so I don't know.
Huh.
That's so weird. I feel I don't know. At that point, like why? Why would you even want to develop that?
Well, I mean, they do have an active shooter scenario that you could do for all the maps.
I think that's okay. I mean, because it's kind of the setting of the game. But, like, why would you want to develop something so similar to, like, what happens in real life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a military simulator, technically. Yeah. So they could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of glad they didn't do the school thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely glad they didn't do that. That would have been awful.
But other than that, the game is insanely fun.
Yeah. I need to get it. Because it's weird, because I've actually been... I know these aren't nearly as similar as people think, but I've actually been playing a lot of Rainbow Six.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been enjoying
a lot better than Rainbow Six.
I mean, yeah, this looks like way more polished.
And it's an early access, and they're planning on adding a full single-player campaign and a full PvP section to the game.
Wow.
I don't like how it's $40 in early access.
That's pushing
it. It is $40.
Yeah, that's pushing the envelope.
I thought it was 20.
Really?
40
I'm
bucks?
Pretty sure Jaden got it for like 20, 30.
If I can get it for cheap.
He got a Steam key on G2A, I think.
Huh.
But
did he use our affiliate code?
G2A always coming in clutch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, there's no reason to buy stuff on Steam if G2A is always so good. You know?
That is true. But the thing is, some games aren't lower than the price on Steam, though.
I've seen that. I know. It's kind of weird. You ever hear that gray market argument come up anymore with G2A?
Oh, you mean like how
it's illegal?
Yeah, there might be illegal like
purchases. I mean, I guarantee there's some keys that are technically illegal.
But how do they make illegal keys though?
It's bought. Maybe it's bought in different countries that I'm not sure how it works.
I forgot. I remember someone's argument that was like, I think they don't get them. No. Oh, I know what it is. Apparently, this is, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently people steal, when they steal credit cards and they steal stuff like that, bank account numbers and stuff, they'll buy a ton of Steam keys and then they'll sell them on the G2A market to be non-traceable or something.
Mm. Yeah, but how do you buy straight up codes?
You get them from the developers, I think.
So the developers will just sell them a bunch of codes?
No, they buy them as a gift or something, but they don't.
Well, you can do the Steam gift, but that's different than getting sent a code.
Well, yeah. I think the developers, maybe there's people in each of the companies that they have extra keys, so they take them and sell them. I don't know how it works.
There was a, you know, Should You Play It? When we did a podcast to them, one of them said that they sold Steam keys on one of the sites before. I don't know how they did it. Maybe we can ask them.
Yeah, it is interesting because we use G2A very frequently along with other sites similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've never had an issue. Well, one time I bought a game on G2A and like a week later, Steam removed it from my library.
Oh, that happened with Inside for me.
It was Inside, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
was it the developer?
I don't know, but Steam just took it away.
I didn't really care because I had beaten the game already at that point, but like it is annoying.
I got to play Limbo. That's the one game of those type of games that I haven't played
before. I never beat Limbo.
Oh yeah, if you're on G2A, try not to buy Microsoft keys.
Because
never. I've bought two Minecraft keys, I think for Ben and for somebody else.
Yeah, you got them for yourself. I'm kidding.
No.
Two?
No, I bought a couple Minecraft keys and neither of them worked.
On the other hand though, if you buy Windows 7 keys, that works for activating Windows 10.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Wait a second. You bought Minecraft at Microsoft and not Bedrock? What's wrong with you?
That is the same thing.
It was like $8, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's just annoying not having the Microsoft keys work.
But you can, if you prove that it didn't work, you can get a refund.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get a refund and they didn't let me for some reason.
Huh. Actually, related to this, I don't know. I don't have a link on the podcast thing, but I might add one. But if you go to our, how would you do this? I guess if you go to, I don't even know. You know, I might add an affiliate link so that if you're looking to buy a game and you want to find it cheaper, you can go to G2A through the link, and then that gives us a percentage to like help support us.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
But you guys want to get into the key topics today?
Yeah.
Sure.
I already did.
Ciao.
Well, I mean, that was the intro stuff, but we did go a little bit longer with that section.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PS5 1440p support is in the works.
Well, I mean, finally.
Yeah.
It's like,
should have been released.
No, 4K, it should be 4K support being released right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't know why they went from 1080p to 4K.
I mean, I can understand that because more people have 4K TVs.
That is true.
So most console players play on a TV, but it should have been released with 1440p support.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also a bigger buzzword. People don't know 1440p, 4K. But it's like, oh, whoa. Yeah, 4K.
Well, not a lot of people know about it, but 1440p is like
optimal. It's
like the middle ground. It's like the best resolution.
Yeah,
but it's currently not just middle ground. I don't notice a difference between 1440p and 4K.
Yeah.
Have you tried it with a 4K?
We haven't had a 4K monitor,
not a
though.
Monitor, but I've played on 4K TVs, and it looks good, but it doesn't look that good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Elena was playing Stray on the TV at 4K, and it looked just as good as it looked on my monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the colors
I mean,
were
it
good.
Could also be the smaller size.
That is true, but I mean, I on my computer, I also put Stray up to, like, the max resolution scale, mm-hmm. which I'm pretty sure is 4K.
Yeah, 200% is.
Yeah, 200% scale. And it looked good. Not that much better, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't worth the performance hit that I got. I'd rather it look buttery smooth and still look great on 1440p.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is, like, it's a huge performance buff. Like, if you're playing 4, like, I think, I did play 4K on something before. I borrowed Josh's 4K monitor. It was stuck at 60 hertz, but I did it because I think he was borrowing mine or something like that. I can't remember what the situation was, but it was awful. Like, it was just horrible. I think at that time I might have had the 1060, so that kind of explains it. But it just was, like, the worst experience. I mean, granted, if you have, like, a 3080, then you should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like...
It, like, cuts your frames, though, even if you have the highest stuff.
I mean, I could see it being in someone's interest if they're playing, like, let's say God of War, and they want it in 4K and then run it at 60 or something, just for the cinematic experience.
We like the frames.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess 4K is better for people who do a lot of video work or, like, graphic design stuff. Maybe they edit their videos in 4K.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the need for playing at 4K. I mean, there's no reason, like, there's no argument against it, I guess. If that's your preference, then go for it. Yeah. But I just don't understand.
Well, I mean, 1080p, I've tried playing at 1080p. It just looks so blurry to me now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been playing at 1440, and it's just perfect resolution.
Yeah. It's great. That definitely should have been with the release of the console.
Yeah.
For sure. That's kind of weird that it wasn't.
And they can get more FPS out of the PS5 since they're bumping down the resolution.
Yeah. I think this will probably be the best case for those who have, like, that game on a monitor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard of, like, a 1440p TV. Or, like, what is it, 2K, I guess? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't really know either.
It's 2x720p.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was one of the reasons why we weren't even considering getting a PS5 for a while. I mean, I don't know if that's going to change anything for us, because the games just aren't there.
They come to PC anyway. They're just time exclusives now.
Exactly.
Because if we got a PS5, we'd play Demon's Souls and, like, best case, maybe the new Horizon, maybe the new God of War.
Well, the new Horizon and God of War are both confirmed to be going to PC, though.
A year later, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could play it on there if we did get it, but then we could wait and play it at a higher frame rate on PC.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of money to spend for only a couple games.
I feel like it's one of those consoles that if you just don't want to get on your PC and you have, like, you're just in the living room on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we don't really do that.
I feel like I'd rather have a Switch in the TV in their living room.
Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Steam Deck. There is some news that's not on here. Steam put out an announcement, and they said that their manufacturing has gone very well, and people that had quarter four or later now are going to get their Steam Decks in quarter three.
Whoa.
So they had a big boost in production.
What's that like? Interesting. In a month?
Which we were signed up for quarter three.
Now, aren't we?
We were signed up for quarter three.
No. Oh, wait. Maybe we are in quarter three.
Is it August?
We're
right?
Literally in quarter three.
Yeah.
So we could be getting it very soon.
Wait.
Wow. Yeah. This is June. Beginning of... June was quarter three.
July was the start of quarter three.
I mean, July, August, September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
Wow.
Yeah, it's possible we could be getting it next month.
That's exciting. Yeah.
That would be cool.
We can do a podcast on the Steam Deck.
I would love that.
Yeah.
We could talk about, like, all the stuff we've done and how we like it.
I'm probably going to make a bunch of videos on the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We could do a lot with it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So,
because one thing I'm looking forward to is playing smaller and indie games on the Steam Deck.
I was playing Hades for a video, and I was like, this would be excellent on a Steam Deck.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of those, I mean, it's good on PC, too.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just one of those handheld things that it's just
it'd
be so smaller
satisfying. Games. I feel like Stray would be fun to play on the Steam Deck, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stuff
little
like
nightmares.
That. Yeah,
those type of games.
Yeah, there are a lot of games that I'll play on Steam, and then when I play it on there, I'm like, man, I wish I could play that on a handheld right now.
Yeah,
because just I don't know. I've always loved handhelds ever since the Game Boy Advance.
What is it? I'm waiting to play Monster Hunter Rise on the Steam Deck.
Because
It's kind of old looking, or not old
it's
looking.
It's cartoony.
It's like it feels like you should be playing it on a handheld.
Or yeah, like a Switch.
So yeah, that's why I'm waiting to play Rise on that.
The other thing is I'm excited for it because lately, So lately I've been trying to go to bed earlier. Like when we got back from camping, my the whole sleep schedule kind of got messed up. And I need to get up early, like in order for like meetings and stuff. So like I've been slowly like getting on my bed. Like I want to turn off my computer earlier, but sometimes I want to play something. Mm-hmm. So like being able to sit on my bed on Discord mm-hmm. and have my earbuds plugged in and like play something would be so fun.
Well, the only downside is it probably doesn't have the best microphone.
Well, I mean, that's why I would have like I could plug in my headphones or something that have like a mic on it.
Oh.
Like if you have the HyperX 2s. I don't, but.
Well, I have these, which I'm using, the Alphas.
Yeah, so you can just plug it in through the 3.5
I have to bring them home because I keep them here, but.
Right. That's something I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a movie. Like sometimes we watch a movie through Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sit in my chair.
You'd watch a movie on that?
What? You can have Discord, and so I mean, it's a mini PC,
but you could always do that on an iPad too.
That is true. Like that. Yeah,
yeah, true.
But at least the gaming portion,
yeah,
that's gonna be pretty sick.
Yeah,
because I want to play a lot of really smaller games. Do like we could do reviews on them, stuff like that.
Because
best games for Steam Deck.
So I'm doing a roguelike video right now, and some of the games I'm doing are like there's one called Downwell, which is like a really low pixel game where you're just falling down this well and like shooting enemies as you do it, and that would be a lot of fun to play on there too.
You know, one that you should try is or I don't know if it's out yet, but there's this game called Hymno that I put in a couple of my videos.
I've put that on a couple.
Do you know about the roguelike that they're making?
It's a new one.
Where is it? Yeah,
the game is already roguelike.
Well, they're making it like where you fight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what it's called, but it's paid, but I love the graphics of Hymno.
So yeah. Like,
but what's this about a Black Panther game?
Not a lot of people know what it is, but all the information we have is that it's in the works currently.
So is there like any information? RPG? Let me see. Is it gonna be
You play as Black Panther, I'm assuming?
It's the same people who did Marvel Avengers and...
Marvel Avengers? The Spider-Man edition or whatever? Where they added Spider-Man and it was just awful.
Well, there was a Black Panther DLC to the game.
Yeah.
People liked that. So I think they're trying to make like a standalone version of that. Mm. Like a full game. So, I mean, it could be good.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows, but...
I didn't see this before on the list.
Yeah.
The KOTOR remake is on hold.
Apparently, some people left the company, and Aspyr is having a lot of issues within the whole company that they're putting the game on hold, the remake.
For those of you who don't know, that's Knights of the Old Republic, the remake they were doing.
So nobody knows when they're going to restart work on the game, which does suck because we were really looking forward to that.
I don't think I've ever... I started this game. I never really played it, but one thing that I've always loved was the cutscenes.
The cutscenes?
Yeah.
You're thinking of the Old Republic.
Oh, the Old Republic. Wait,
yeah.
Are you sure?
That's the MMO. They have really great cutscenes.
Oh, okay.
Insanely good cutscenes. Like,
yeah.
It'll make you think that the game is like that, but it's not.
They're like movie-level cutscenes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, the KOTOR remake is on hold.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't like that.
I know.
That's annoying.
I mean, it does suck, but...
That was one of those games I was looking forward to for a while.
Yeah.
Huh.
That and Star Wars Eclipse.
Yeah, which also did get pushed a couple years, I think.
Yeah, that'll be out in like 2028 at this point.
It's going to be a long time before that game comes out.
Wow.
But thankfully, we still have Jedi Survivor, which I have that lower down there since we're talking about Star Wars.
That one's the Cal Kestis one?
Yeah, it's called Jedi Survivor. Mm-hmm. And apparently, there's rumors that you'll be able to use blasters
along with
lightsabers.
That's interesting.
Which is kind of cool.
I just want to see more protagonist development.
There was no development in the other one.
I think there actually might be in this one, though.
Yeah.
I have high hopes.
Yeah.
I think they... They're like focused more on Cal Kestis in this one.
Yeah.
Because there was that Night Sister he met up with. She's like the only character that actually changed in the entire game.
Which one?
Yeah, pretty much.
The Night Sister.
Oh yeah. She had a good arc.
Which is kind of odd because she was the only Night Sister left, which I was very confused about that. Like everybody else was dead and she was the only one left.
Why was that? Huh. I forget.
Because Grievous. The Jedi or the didn't the Sith murder them all?
It was General Grievous.
Sith murdered all of them.
Mm. Wait, why did she?
In Clone Wars.
Oh. Huh.
But
oh, actually, okay. So before the show started, you were saying that people are theorizing that Cal Kestis might be in the new Andor.
People are thinking, yeah, because of in the trailer, there's the junk planet, and and it's around the same time that Cal Kestis was working on that planet. So
would it be the same actor?
Yeah, it would be. He looks exactly the same.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. I liked his character. I just didn't like what they did with his character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was boring.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they do give more information in the new Jedi Survivor game and they put him in Andor, I feel like they could make his character insanely good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they already referenced... Actually, no, they referenced Rom Koda from Force Unleashed in the Obi-Wan show.
I doubt Starkiller is going to be in it, but I'm pretty sure Cal Kestis is going to be in Andor.
I hope. Imagine they get to the point where they're making like one of those big releases that we used to go to. The good times of movie cinema where we're like, we would plan at the end of the year would be like a big Star Wars movie where they make a Starkiller movie.
That'd be cool.
I think they'd probably do a show because they love doing that now, but
it makes them more money. Cool.
Yeah.
I wish Star Wars would go the Marvel route where they would slowly build up like another portion of the universe, culminating in like a huge movie.
That would be awesome.
Kind of like the end game.
That's why I was excited for Star Wars Eclipse, because it was in the High Republic, which is before episode one.
Mm.
Nobody really ever saw anything about that. Yeah. So if they do some sort of High Republic show, I feel like that would be really sick.
Mm. Yeah, anything besides what they've been doing. I mean, I love Clone Wars and Bad Batch and stuff, but I don't know. This current generation, like the whole like Rey generation,
they need something new.
Yeah.
Newer than...
I love Mandalorian, but they need to go further back way in the future.
I mean, even with the new trilogy, we were so excited to see those.
Force Awakens was great.
It was. And even... what was the one that was really bad? It was the second one. Arguably most of the new trilogy is bad, but
yeah,
the second one, what was that one called?
The Last Jedi?
Yeah. That one, like after the movies were like, whoa, at least I was like, that was so cool. But then like as time went on, it just like became decrepit in my mind.
Because
like,
you kept thinking about it. And you're like,
yeah, it's like so bad.
I think they kind of overloaded everyone's brains with just so much happening that you didn't even realize, oh, there wasn't much movie there.
Yeah.
So then you're just like, oh, you know, it's actually kind of shallow if you think about it.
Pretty much.
I just want like something big like that. Like Star Wars brought that to us. Like Marvel kind of does, like the new Thor movie, but it just wasn't like...
Well, once Endgame happened and No Way Home, because No Way Home was great, but once Endgame happened, that was like the end of our generation of Marvel that we really liked.
Yeah.
I think... That's kind of it's different now.
I mean, I know they're building up to like Secret Wars and stuff like that, but it's just not as interesting.
Well, I know it's way off topic. The Marvel topic is way off topic, but I mean, they've with the other generation of Marvel, the other phases, they would slowly introduce the characters, integrate them in the story, make you actually care about them, and then like by the time the end came, there's a lot of characters that you cared about. But now I feel like they're just trying to do whatever they feel like.
Well, I think it's monetization purposes. Like
I don't know.
Like a way to sell toys.
I mean, that was always one of their goals.
Yeah, I feel like it's more, it's like the mobile route.
Yeah,
it's
but who's going to buy Toys of the Eternals?
I don't know.
Like people did, like that, apparently.
But the other thing is like they made everything so... Like, okay, so I still enjoy Marvel movies and the shows, but they made it so, I don't know, it's like this new Marvel genre where it's funny because like people will make memes where, okay, so like the new Daredevil show is announced and I'm really excited for that.
Yes.
But there was a meme where it's like when you realize that, or when the new Daredevil show has him fighting 10 thugs and he's like, and he says, didn't see that coming. Or like these cheesy, funny lines, he's behind me, isn't he? Or like. Like, you know, stuff like that. Like, it's so Marvel-esque.
Yeah.
It's like, and then, like, the new Hulk. Or, well,
She-Hulk.
Okay, well, but also Hulk. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's not even Hulk anymore. It's so cringe. Like, yeah, he used to be, like, this
Well, okay, Professor Hulk is in the comics, though.
He was, I know, but he was funny at the start, but now it's like, what are you doing? Like, bring the old Hulk back. Like, you
well,
remember
I can't,
the
but...
you remember the first Hulk in...
The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, but do you remember, like, one scene, like, blew my mind, where he grabbed a guy and hit him against a tree, and he killed the dude.
Mm. I don't like, remember that.
That was the second one, but it was, like, so violent and so, like...
Wait, there were two?
There was two. There's Incredible Hulk, and then there was the second one, but they changed the actor, and that's the one with Abomination in it.
Hmm. Wait.
You don't remember that?
I remember there was Edward Norton as the
Hulk.
Was
the I think he was the first one.
He wasn't in that weird one
I
where he
the
was
first
like
one was
glowing
like
green.
Red Hulk.
No, he wasn't red.
No.
I've only seen the Abomination one.
That was the second one.
And that was with Edward Norton.
You don't remember the first one?
No. Well, okay, I remember that there was one Hulk movie that was just awful, where he, like, threw a tank halfway across the world.
That one's the... So the Incredible Hulk is the second one? And then the Hulk...
All I remember from one of those movies is a dude sitting down, and he's, like, he was shirtless, and he was doing, like, the worm with his abs.
Yeah, I remember that.
This was the first one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
This one was still, it wasn't, like, obviously it's so mid-2000, like, kind of bad movie-ish, but it's still, like, nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, like, a better Hulk than we have now, the Professor Hulk crap.
I've never seen that one. I've seen videos of it.
What, Professor Hulk?
No, this
Oh, Hulk. Yeah, that one was, like, it had some weird stuff in it, but it was still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the Professor Hulk that much.
We're on the Marvel subject. Oh, John Cena...
John Cena, he's finally in Fortnite.
Yeah, which Ben
so
knows
excited.
About that.
Yeah.
Why? I just saw a notification.
Ben's excited.
Ben
for
got
it.
A notification
what
for Fortnite,
and he bought his skin immediately.
Yep.
Before the notification stopped echoing in his room,
pretty much.
Is that true, Ben?
No.
No.
Why would people buy a John Cena skin? I mean, for the meme, I guess, but
I'm not sure.
What are people like, unironically buy? They're like, oh, it's so cool.
Why would anyone buy any skin?
I mean, Fortnite is full of a lot of skins.
If you're invested in a game that much and it's like all you play, I can see buying cosmetics. I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. It was not for me, but I can understand where people are coming from.
I mean, they had a lot of cool skins. Like they had Batman. Well, they had like a ton of Marvel stuff.
What I don't get is when people are like, "Oh, I have all of these skins." Like they have a collection of them. Like you're only gonna use one skin at a time. Why don't you just use that one you have and stop buying all the newest
stuff?
It's
like years ago when you used to have like a collection of like the Hero Factory stuff, but now it's just digital and has absolutely no value.
Yeah.
NFTs.
Yeah.
Also, the Gollum
games have been delayed. Yeah.
Why are all these games getting delayed?
What's Forspoken?
Forspoken's that... I'm pretty sure it's made in Unreal Engine 5, but it's like the girl gets sucked into some world or something and she gets powers.
Oh.
Speaking of Gollum, last week I randomly wanted to play Shadow of War again.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded that and was playing it for a bit. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I feel like, why a Gollum game, though?
I don't know.
People watched the trailer and were like, this looks like a PS2 game. Why are you even delaying it and stuff? People are getting mad. And
why Gollum, though? He's never been the main character.
Yeah. He's a main character in the series.
He is, but
maybe
he's not.
Maybe in The Hobbits. I watched The Lord of the Rings, and he wasn't hardly, like... I mean, he was there.
Well, have you seen what he looks like in the game? He looks hideous.
I've seen... I think it looked... I don't
his
know,
eyes are too big. I don't know. It's just... He looks very. It does look like a PS2 game.
PS2 Hagrid.
Yep.
Oh no. Oh what?
Wait, I gotta
Ben,
see
pull
this.
Up a picture.
PS1 Hagrid or Gollum?
No, Gollum game. just look up Gollum.
PS1 Hagrid.
Oh.
Gollum. Well, look up Gollum game
nice
and then
Gollum,
look at the
nice
images.
Ben.
This is. There's no way that's real. He does not look like this. Wait, what? Did you spell it wrong?
Yeah,
no,
you spelled
L-O-U-M.
You spelled it wrong, Ben.
Oh, two L's. Is it two L's?
Look at that one right there.
Ew.
Below your mouse.
Ew.
Right there.
No way.
That's literally what he looks like.
Why is this so cartoony?
Oh, that is...
He looks way better in Shadow of War and Shadow of Mordor.
I know.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's not
That's
real.
Why people are mad.
Wait, look at the other one too. What? To your
that
left.
Can't be real.
That...
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Look at his arm. Like, what is happening with his bicep?
Honestly,
there?
If you showed me, like, that first picture, I It would have taken me a second to realize that that was Gollum. I probably would have thought it was like some sort of like
troll. I don't know why, but it looks like Paranorman.
Paranorman? What? Oh, the type of old animation?
Yeah, that type of animation, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah, I don't know. People are really mad. I mean, I wasn't really looking forward to the game anyways, so I don't really care too much, but...
What about this new Lord of the Rings show?
Wait, what's that?
I don't know, on Prime, yeah.
What is it going to be?
The Rings of Power?
It's a full Lord of the Rings show about, like... the rings and stuff.
It's a prequel?
I think so.
Huh.
It looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, the Amazon truck was outside a couple days ago and they had a giant poster for it on the side.
My. Well, I've seen the trailer before that, so.
And I was like, okay, the Lord of the Rings truck is outside. And he's like, what? But
I'm glad it's delayed. I just hope they can fix that, like the Sonic situation.
I think it's just the game's incomplete. I don't think they're going to change the look of it.
What do you do in a game like that, though?
It's a stealth game. It's like Sticks, but without any sort of combat.
I don't know. That looks like garbage. That looks like... Oh, my...
Oh.
You're kidding. That looks so bad.
His textures look like they haven't loaded in.
Well, I think that picture is just low res, but still.
That looks terrible,
though. For audio listeners that aren't on Spotify or watching this on YouTube... Just look up Gollum game and just look at these pictures. I mean, we're not overreacting. These are awful. Look, he looks like an ape.
What is his hair?
Yeah, what is... That one's probably one of the worst.
I know.
I mean,
that one
looks like it has the highest res, but still, like, his face does not look anything.
You know what it looks
like?
It looks like one of those people on YouTube that make the clay, like, figurines or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The custom scenes.
Yeah.
I feel like they would do it better, though.
Yeah, definitely.
They would actually give him more detail
in the
face.
There is a gameplay trailer. If you want to pull the gameplay trailer
up.
Yeah,
why not? Let's pull it up.
Since we're already on the subject.
Do they actually show what you do?
Yeah. It looks okay. It just...
Is this going to be loud?
Probably.
Yep. Protect your eardrums, Ben.
Oh. Okay, there we go.
Just slowly bring it up.
The thing.
I can't even hear
it. I mean, the graphics, they look decent, but, like, the gameplay just looks so...
I mean, the environment looks pretty good.
Oh, that's what that picture came from? What is that?
Oh, I can see... I don't like that.
Yeah, what do you even do? What's the story?
I have no idea.
Why should I care about Gollum in this story?
Oh, there's a spider. Yeah. I forgot the name.
Shelob.
Yeah.
Shilub.
I mean, that little world looked decent. But...
This looks so weird.
It doesn't look fun.
This looks bad.
I'm sorry. It just looks very boring.
I mean, I know we shouldn't judge it beforehand, but from what we see here, it just looks bad. What? First person? Why?
What if it turns out to be actually decent?
I mean, if it does, I mean, we'll play it.
I'd be happy about that. I love... Yeah.
This looks like it's trying to do what Stray did. Like, be like a platformer. Like a passive platformer.
Oh, they have Nazguls. I never watched the full trailer.
I don't know.
Not the most optimistic outlook for this game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if it's good, we'll actually play it, but I'm expecting it to get, like, probably mixed or maybe
most likely. Especially Lord of the Rings fans. I feel like they're just going to be like...
Oh, yeah. Well, people are mad about the new Lord of the Rings show before it's even out.
I don't know why. It looks good.
The reason people are mad is because they gave the elves, like, different races. There's, like, black elves in it, which is completely opposite of what the elves were because they were, like, a fair-skinned race. So people are mad that it's not, like, staying true to the books. And then the other side is people are mad that they're being racist and, like, I don't know.
Twitter.
Yeah, it's just Twitter. more Twitter genre. Drama.
POV, you use Twitter.
Yeah. But I saw this trailer before. I just found out about this game today, but The Lost Wild.
What is that?
Ben, you want to pull that
up? It's a dinosaur game, actually.
The link's in the show notes, by the way.
I actually really love dino games.
You'll like the look
of
this game.
So
this
good.
This game looks amazing. This actually came out like a few days ago. This trailer. And this is gameplay too.
I was questioning it. Like
it looks weird at first, but once you actually get to the gameplay part of it.
And Annapurna.
Yeah, they published Stray.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like, oh my goodness. If the force is that dense, in the game.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be mind-blowing.
So what kind of a game is it?
I'm not 100% sure, but survival, it's a survival maybe? Game, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So Ark, but more realistic.
I think that. There's a story to it, too.
That looks amazing.
Oh, this would be terrifying, especially at night.
Mm-hmm. Like velociraptors in the bushes.
Oh.
It's a T-Rex. Gotta have the T-Rex.
Yep. The graphics kind of remind me of that. What's that Russian game that's going to be like Bioshock-ish?
Not System Shock.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
though.
I do. I do know. Remember that. I do know what you're talking about.
Atomic Shock Stalker? Atomic Heart.
No, Atomic Heart, that's it.
Oh, Atomic Heart.
You also sent the trailer for the new System Shock remake.
It looks interesting.
That actually looks really good, though.
Yeah.
I never played System Shock, but... No, this game looks awesome,
It looks
though.
Very interesting, yeah.
Imagine... Mm. Okay, like, even if it's multiplayer or single player, both are equally terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Sons of the Forest, but with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wait, some sort of... Oh, they don't even know.
Wait, you can read that?
Some sort of survival horror game,
You can't read that?
No.
I think you need glasses.
That's what Elena keeps saying. I can read it now.
Lots and lots of dinosaurs.
Survival horror game?
IGN makes the weirdest descriptions. There seems to be some serious Jurassic Park vibes.
I don't know. It's just informational.
Yeah, that is true.
As much as I dislike IGN, I don't think there's anything wrong with the description.
It really makes you feel like a dinosaur. Imagine.
Yep. What we wanted from a Jurassic Park game for years.
I wonder how Ark 2 is going to do.
Nobody knows anything about it.
Except for Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel's in it.
And they had some sort of comic series. I don't know.
If this game was Jurassic Park, all you had to do to stop the velociraptors is just put your hands up like this.
Just hold your hand out. Oh, yeah.
Like the,
Wait, what is it? I saw a meme where it was like Chris Pratt at his house trying to control his kids. He has his hand out like that.
Crisp Rat. Yeah.
He's going to be Mario.
Yeah, I know.
It's like that meme I sent where
it's a me.
It was the Breaking Bad clip where he's like, he can't keep getting away with this.
And he's Mario.
And then he's voice acting another one. I forget. Another cartoon character.
He's doing
character.
A lot of voice acting stuff.
But. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say something about that.
What, Chris?
Oh, Jurassic. The new Jurassic World.
I heard the new Dominion one was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the worst rated Jurassic anything ever.
I mean, the old Jurassic Parks were so much better.
Oh yeah,
this isn't like the old days kind of thing. They were just better movies.
Mm-hmm. I kind of missed the first one, Jurassic World.
I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. That one was fun, but yeah. I think they've slowly developed into like more just like Marvel giant action movies rather than like ones that actually, because some of them were terrifying. Like they had like scary portions.
What was
it?
I forgot which one it was, but they were hiding behind the waterfall.
Yeah.
And then the guy got grabbed and you just see the red run down the waterfall.
They were never like pure horror movies, but they scared me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, but the new ones, I feel like they're just like these big action sequences.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's like King Kong.
I watched the second Jurassic World with Sierra once. It was just so... I hated it, like every second of it. I mean, they're like, oh, we survived the dinosaurs, but now let's go back and save the dinosaurs from the volcano. Like, come on.
Just let them
die.
You
got yourself into this mess, dude. I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that game actually looks awesome.
It does.
We don't know anything about the gameplay, but...
I mean, we saw the gameplay, but...
Please don't tell me that's coming out October of this year.
I doubt it. There's too many games. I doubt it. It was a very short gameplay trailer, so...
Time won't be able to handle it.
Oh my gosh, we have so many games to play.
October is going to be so full. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I was thinking earlier when you were talking about spicy noodles, whenever the new Call of Duty comes out, I kind of want to order a pack.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
And then, I don't know, it'd just be like last year when Vanguard came out.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
But this year,
I'm hoping it's optimized.
It's going to be a good one.
I do hope it's optimized.
Modern Warfare 2, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have hope.
Yeah. When Stray was, when I saw that it was the top rated game of the year, it made me think that there are barely any games that came out that could have competed.
Oh, with Stray?
Yeah, it's the Steam's most highly rated game.
Seriously?
Of the year,
for whatever reason.
There's any Ubisoft game that comes out or any other game like that, it's all on Epic. So you probably never hear of any of the other games. Like Extraction came out in January. Nobody really cared about that.
I haven't seen gameplay of that.
I think Stray might be kind of hard to beat, though. Even with some of the games coming out.
It's on Steam, though.
I know, but like even some of the games that are going to come out in October, mm-hmm. like there might be a few that'll compete with it, but Stray is just, it's just so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's funny. So Elena just beat it, and then I was talking to her about like some of the underlying like messages and stuff like that that the game has, and I was talking to her about the copying or quote unquote transferring of a conscious, mm-hmm. like a person's consciousness. And then I think she got mad at me for telling, because she's so scared after about like the idea of thinking about like this existential like.
Did you tell her about Soma?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you tell her about the ending?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't, but that one, because I know, I think Ben, you said you wanted to play it?
I do want to play it.
Yeah, that's going to haunt you.
So Ben, you weren't there when we talked about it?
No.
Oh.
I don't even remember that.
Huh.
When was that a video?
I don't know, actually. It might have been before we did video.
It was before Ben started helping us. That was at the old studio.
Mm. Oh.
But even after playing Stray, like this last couple weeks, or maybe a week after I've been playing it, I've been slowly listening to this like study of the book Ion, which is like this whole thing about like human consciousness and like all this kind of stuff.
Hmm.
And like, it's still staying with me, like even after I beat the game.
Hmm.
So
yeah,
that's going to be hard to beat for sure.
Yeah. What is it? Ghost Recon Frontline was canceled.
Oh, boohoo.
I don't even, so sad. I honestly have no.
Okay. Like, so if you guys didn't know what it was, it's basically, which I'm kind of happy it's canceled.
Why?
To be honest. Because it was going to be a free-to-play battle royale in the Ghost Recon universe.
Come on. Stop.
So I'm kind of happy it got canceled.
They brought the actor from Punisher into the last one, and that game was a flop.
I feel like that's the only good part of that game, though.
What's his name? Something Berth...
John Bernthal? Bernthal?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I don't know.
I actually like him, though.
He's awesome.
He's good.
People are thinking that they're going to reinstate a show or whatever for him.
Punisher. What, family-friendly Punisher?
You know...
Well, the thing is, there is TVMA aspects to Disney Plus, though.
I think the new
like
Marvel
Daredevil's
Zombies...
on Disney Plus now.
I think the new Marvel thing is going to be... Marvel Zombie show, whatever, is going to be TVMA.
Hmm.
I think I saw that in the headlines or something.
Marvel Zombies? I haven't heard
about that. Yeah, from... what was that show? What If?
How are they going to do that? Well, is it going to be based off of What If?
Cause it's like Marvel Walking Dead.
I think it's going to be based off of it. Maybe like what happened before.
Like, didn't everyone die pretty much?
I mean, you can continue it from that point.
Well, it doesn't, because I'm pretty sure, you know, Doctor Strange with Sinister Strange or whatever, that wasn't the same one that got trapped in What If.
Yeah, I know.
So they could take it any way they want.
Huh.
It's multiverse, so they could do whatever.
What's this about Xbox has Discord? Didn't have it before?
I mean, that's all you really need to know. Xbox has Discord now.
Does PlayStation have Discord?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I feel like that should have been added years ago.
It should have.
Why? Maybe they were trying to push their own, like...
Maybe Xbox did a deal with Discord. I'm not 100% sure.
It's kind of weird because, I mean, obviously monopolies are usually a bad thing. But sometimes a platform is just so superior that why would you go with anything else?
Yeah.
Like with Steam. Like, I don't want my games on Epic.
Yeah.
Steam is just a better platform. And it's, I mean, I guess it's good that there's competition, but a game goes to Epic and then no one even cares about it a week later,
pretty much.
Well, the other thing is like when there's a monopoly that's being developed, it depends on the corporation that has that monopoly. Like Steam is, as far as I know, is like great to its community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they treat you well. Like, why do you need Epic?
Well, I mean, look at Epic though. Like if you go and try and use it, The UI just sucks.
The library
is terrible. Mm. The library system is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The store, they just barely added reviews to the games.
That was like last month. Or maybe...
I think we mentioned it this month. Yeah.
That's insane.
They barely added reviews, which is like a must-have for anything game-related.
There's no continuity with the community. Like Steam,
know.
You feel like you're like a close-knit like community.
Yeah.
But like on Epic, it's like... I don't know. They just added ratings.
Disconnected.
So.
Very. Yeah.
It kind of makes me feel like PS4, but like less connected. Because you remember on PS4, the way you would like initiate a party, you just find your friend from the friends list and then start it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would join that party. It's not even like that. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think there's chat or anything.
There is, but nobody uses it.
Not that anyone uses Steam chat that often.
Mm.
I sometimes try to get people's attention using Steam. Like if I text somebody on Discord and they don't respond and I see they're playing a game, I like text them on Steam, like Discord, look at it.
That was like with Aven. Do you guys remember Aven?
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of our original subscribers from like, I think under 100 subscribers.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because I don't know how this happened, but he texted me in 2020.
I think you've mentioned this
before. Yeah, and then he texted me later in 2020, and then he texted me in 2021, and then 2021, and then texted me in 2022.
On Steam? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these different things. And then on Steam, he sent me a message. He's like, fine. He's like, oh, if you don't want to talk to me, like, oh, something like that. And I was like, what? And then I checked my Discord. I was like, oh my gosh. I did not see these last messages over the last 2 years. I felt so bad.
That's crazy.
I don't know how it happened. They just never came through or whatever. But it's like, it's so sad seeing all the dates of the last couple of years.
He's just going on without you. That's sad.
Because I was questioning. I was like, where's Aven all these years? Like, where'd he go?
Yeah, because he used to jump on all the streams and stuff.
Yeah.
But
for the most part, Steam has been a really great company to their fans and their paying users.
I mean, just look at the Steam Deck.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can go back further than that with their games. Yeah. Where the games they release are, like, some of the most highly rated games on Steam.
Yeah.
Or just in general, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the Steam Deck and then the Index, which I was actually researching that a bit.
The Index?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was researching VR consoles again because I was interested in playing Half-Life Alyx and also Blade and Sorcery. That looks like a lot of fun. But I realized that they're raising the price of the Quest.
Yeah,
they did it yesterday or something.
Really?
Was it 300 now instead of 200?
It was originally
300.
Oh, it's 400 now?
400 and 500 for the two storage sizes.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Mark, what is wrong with you?
I think a lot of... They might have... It's probably related to inflation.
Like the Zuck $1 billion just trying to
$400. I'm not going to buy a $400. I could have got it for half that price like a week ago if I want to.
Oh, went from 2 to 4?
No, it was 300.
Oh, it was 300?
It was 300.
Oh, okay.
That's such an appealing number, though.
300, yeah.
$300
is nice.
If I was going to spend $400 to $500 on a console, I'd rather get, like, the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. If I were going to go with VR and spend that much, I would rather spend the extra and go with an Index.
They better, with the price increase, they include games with it. I was going to say, they should have included stuff with that, so it kind of balances it out a bit.
A lot of tech is actually going up, probably, but definitely because of inflation.
And then there's the graphics cards that are going down now.
Yeah, but like, I was looking at some studio monitors that I was looking at like a few years back, and they're almost like, there's almost been like a 25 to 30% increase in price, and I'm like, what the heck?
Apparently, they also increased the price for accessories and refurbished units.
Refurbished too.
Yeah, so they give you Beat Saber at no charge. That's it.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if that's the only thing. I just know they are doing that.
According to this article, they give you Beat Saber.
I think it's still the cheapest VR though, right?
Even
at 400.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Oculus.
You can't
buy a Rift S anymore. They stopped making the other great headsets because they want to make people buy the Quest.
Hmm.
Which is so dumb. Like, yeah. I miss the Rift.
Yeah. I really miss it, too.
I loved the original Rift.
I love the headphones.
Not the original Rift, but, like, the first Oculus Rift.
Apparently, the headphones on the Index are amazing.
Yeah. Hmm.
People who try them say that Steam should make their own headset. Because it just sounds that good. It's, like, the best-sounding gaming headset they've ever heard.
I miss those, like, the headset from the Rift.
That was amazing too.
Because there's the Rift S that Ricky has.
Yeah.
The headphones on that are bad. It's not even headphones. They're just speakers.
They're like phone speakers. Mm-hmm.
But the one before it actually had headphones that you could adjust it wherever you want.
Yeah.
Super good quality.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Index is. So I don't know why they'd change that.
You know what's weird is I saw these they're not headphones, but I saw these like over the shoulder like gaming speaker things that people apparently really love.
Ben has a pair
where you put on the neck and it has the speakers.
Yeah. You have a pair of those?
It's a four driver system. It actually looks pretty interesting. I probably wouldn't get it because I never play games without headphones, but it just looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious about those. Are they expensive?
I think they were like 200. But they were
try Ben's pair. I don't know how much yours cost, Ben.
I don't even know where they are.
Where'd you
probably
get
under
it, your
Ben?
Bed somewhere.
I know there's some on Amazon.
In your dog pile of stuff under there. Dog
pile. Yeah, but people that reviewed them said that they're really great.
Hmm.
And it's got like I don't know how good it is. I didn't listen to any tests, but it has like a microphone that's strategically placed to where like it doesn't pick up much of the other bleed through from the speakers, and it has like a built-in what do you call it, noise reduction thing.
Yeah,
sounds kind of cool actually, because sometimes I don't want to wear headphones and I don't like speakers near my computer because I don't have a lot of extra room for them, and I don't like the extra cords. So that'd be kind of like a cool middle ground option there. That's interesting.
What's this about Nordisk Games?
So Nordisk Games actually Nordisk acquired
game?
The rights to Just Cause.
Nordisk?
Nordisk.
What is
not Nordic?
Nordisk.
But apparently they acquired Supermassive Games. I think I was reading the article. It said in 2021 they had a 31% shareholder in Supermassive Games. And then in the past like month or two, they ended up buying out the whole company.
So Nordisk. Oh, they own. Okay, so they bought the people that make the anthology series.
And The Quarry and Until Dawn.
So the Quarry they own, out?
Yeah, The Quarry's been out. It's not long. It's like 6 hours. And it's like a $60 game. I'm like,
dang. But I mean, we're saying that. Well, there's also Stray that was $30 and it's like
four hours. We split it three ways.
No, I know.
So it's like,
I guess it just depends on the quality of content. I don't know the general.
People liked it.
Oh.
And apparently it's like replayable since there's like three or four different endings and stuff, which is kind of interesting. But
these guys also own the studio that makes Trailmakers.
Huh.
Nordisk.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Square Enix randomly, they were like selling off a bunch of assets like Tomb Raider, Just Cause.
Oh, because of the NFT thing?
Yeah, it was like, it was bad. But apparently Nordisk acquired the rights to Just Cause.
I saw something about someone acquiring Tomb Raider.
I feel like it'd be kind of fun to have like a, I don't know, a publishing. Like it'd be cool to have a gaming studio, but also a publishing studio where you can like fund certain games and like buy different studios. That'd be so cool.
But they probably, I don't know, I didn't check the prices or anything, but it's probably super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple millions to buy these companies.
What's this about Grounded?
Oh, wait. Apparently Grounded is getting its own animated series, apparently. What?
So it's kind of like,
kind of interesting. Like
kind of a Cuphead type thing?
Ant Bully type of thing.
Yeah, but I mean like a game being into a...
Yeah, getting, pretty much.
I actually liked the Cuphead series. It was kind of funny in some parts.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
It kind of gave me like a SpongeBob type thing where like, you know that SpongeBob has like those really weird moments where it's actually just so funny. It kind of had those like moments in it.
But it's kind of interesting.
Did Grounded even do that well?
It's not fully out yet.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not like it's super relevant and they're making a series about it.
No, but it might get more people to want to play the game.
I think that's
what they're trying to do.
I felt like it was like in a weird area where like when it first was like released into early access, we played it and it was so fun. But then we like got to a point where we made it to the limit of what they had.
I know there's a lot of content.
They've added like 3 to 4 updates since then.
I feel like I'll play it when it comes out.
I'm going to.
At the point where like it's actually really fun, and I know there's a lot of like story to it, but we just got to the end of the content, and then I didn't want to play it anymore.
Well, I mean, it was an early access. So
I know,
but
I feel like they should have just waited. You know? Because it's one of those
games
where,
why make
like,
an early access game, then why have the early access title?
Yeah. The story part of it.
You just can't do it.
Yeah. I feel like I hate to play a game where they cut off the story and then knowing that I have to go back and play it again to get to the point where I can get past that point.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we might have our save.
I never played it.
Yeah, but with,
it was fun.
Like with Subnautica.
Yeah.
Every single time they updated the game, it would glitch the previous saves because it's like on a previous build. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like
saying,
it's.
Yeah.
But the main thing is they didn't release their main story till like the last update, so we didn't know most of what was in it until we finally played the finished game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's I actually haven't played it fully since it's been out.
Subnautica?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't beaten it?
No.
Ending's crazy.
Grounded, one thing that Grounded did really well was like making it seem like a horror game. Because like you're a tiny person in a backyard, and then the spiders are just massive.
Apparently there's the Is it arachnophobia?
Yeah, they have a warning.
They have a setting that you can turn the spiders into something. I forgot what it was.
Satisfactory has that, but it turns them into pictures of cats.
Oh.
Spiders?
They're spiders in Satisfactory, yeah.
Big ones?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Since when? Is that new?
They've always been there.
So, wait, is that an actual concern? Like arachnophobia? Like
apparently.
That badly?
Yeah, probably. Huh. I got chills down my back when I heard like all the feet stomping up next to me, and there's just this giant spider. It's like
they were
terrifying.
So
it gave me like that weird feeling where you get like the uncomfortable chills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like when games are able to do that to me, mainly because it's not real.
Yeah.
And like it makes you feel and experience something in real life that's actually fake.
That's why game in VR would be off, like terrifying.
Was it? That's why controllers, the vibrations and stuff, like they feel good.
The PlayStation 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the last thing on the thing was Spider-Man's getting DualSense support.
Oh, yeah.
Like PS5 has the DualSense support, and apparently people say that it immerses them even more.
Hmm.
Because I heard it was really good.
Because it like, if you're walking on, let's say, gravel, it feels like you're walking on gravel.
That's
like the
crazy
vibrations. And then they're also getting adaptive triggers, if you know what that is.
No.
Oh, is that where you feel like the tension or
There's
something?
There's tension in the actual buttons.
That's right. Because like if you have a bow and arrow, like you feel like the pullback of like the... Oh, that's so cool.
It like it feels like you're actually pulling back a bow.
Feels like you're Batman.
Feels like a Batman.
That part sounds sick, but wouldn't it get kind of like frustrating sometimes? Because like, you know, when you, let's say the controller or the trigger is stuck and like you want to push harder on it, wouldn't it make you want to like push it harder?
I don't know. We'll see when see when Spider-Man comes out.
I think people like it though, right? Like
people do like it. The tension.
I mean,
it's not like immersion breaking to where like if you push on it, it could break.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just enough to where
I could see that being really good in something
good.
Like Horizon.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I think that's the end of the news.
I don't think there's really anything else that's huge. I mean, there's a lot that we went over today.
Yeah. That's surprising. I wasn't expecting that much from this month, but
yeah. You mentioned that last night and I was like, was there even anything that happened this month?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week we got multiverses.
Yeah, we're going to do a full podcast on that.
Oh, and before the podcast, we also we want to do a podcast on all the Goat Simulator games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can do that for the second one.
When's the third
after
one coming out?
Multiverses. Third one? I'm not sure, but it's available for pre-purchase. So that means it's coming out in the next couple months.
Oh, nice. So it'd be good timing then.
But we have to get on Epic, though.
I can't wait to play Goat Simulator
what?
Again.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Stupid Epic.
I know. I hate Epic so much.
Why do they have so much money?
I have so many
Fortnite
free games that I got on there that I will choose to buy on Steam because I don't like playing it on Epic.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like, I don't even know why I bother getting the free games on there anymore.
I haven't done it in forever.
Well, Lawn Mowing Simulator is free on Epic currently.
What?
Apparently.
Wow.
But yeah, I think that's. Are we all good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that'll be it for this episode, and we will see you in the next podcast.